Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a vocal-led immense-style atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 that feels dusty, soulful, and alive, but still has modern punch. If you're new to this, don't worry. We're keeping it beginner-friendly, but we're still aiming for that proper drum and bass vibe, where the vocal doesn't sit on top of the beat, it moves inside it. The big idea here is simple. We're taking a short vocal phrase, chopping it up, warping it to the grid without killing the groove, and shaping it so it behaves more like an instrument than a lead singer. That's really important in DNB, because the best vocal moments often feel like part of the percussion and part of the mood at the same time. That gives you more groove, more soul, more tension, and a stronger identity for the track. So first, choose a vocal that has attitude and space. You do not need a long phrase. In fact, shorter is often better. One word, one line, or even a small sung fragment can be enough. Look for something with strong consonants like a T, K, S, H, or P sound, because those chop cleanly and cut through a busy breakbeat. A vocal with a moody or emotional tone works especially well for jungle-influenced DNB, rollers, and darker liquid stuff. Drag that vocal into an audio track in Ableton. Turn warp on. If it's a sung vocal with a lot of tone and pitch movement, try Complex or Complex Pro. If it's more spoken or percussive, Beats Mode can work nicely. Now set your project tempo around 172 BPM, give or take a couple of BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern drum and bass. Now comes one of the most important parts, timing. You want the vocal locked to the grid, but not so perfectly locked that it feels stiff. DNB already has a human, shuffled feel in the amen break, so the vocal should join that energy instead of fighting it. Place the main syllable near the start of the bar, but don't be afraid to nudge it slightly ahead or behind if it feels better. If it sounds too rigid, move it just a little off the grid. If it sounds messy, tighten only the main hit and the end of the phrase. You are aiming for controlled looseness. Now let's slice it up. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this kind of sound, transient slicing is great if the phrase has clear consonants. If it's a very short phrase, 1/8 or 1/16 slicing can also work. Ableton will create a simpler instrument for you, with each slice mapped across the keyboard. That's huge, because now you can perform the vocal like a drum kit. Open simpler and tighten the response. Bring the attack down close to 0, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the release fairly short, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds, depending on how much tail you want. If you want each slice to play fully every time, use one-shot mode. If you want more traditional playback behavior, use classic. For the groove, don't fill every space. Try placing a vocal chop on beat 1, another on the end of 2, and a response on beat 4. Then leave gaps. Those gaps matter. In DNB, silence is part of the rhythm. Now build the amen-style pocket around it. Put an amen-inspired break on another track, or use your own programmed break with a similar energy. If you want to keep it beginner simple, just start with one main break loop, then add a kick layer or snare layer if needed. The snare is especially important here, because the snare often acts like the emotional anchor in jungle and DNB. If you want a bit of swing, open the groove pool and apply a light groove. Don't overdo it. Somewhere around 54 to 58%, if it fits the track, can be enough to make things feel a little more human. Then listen to the vocal against the drums. The goal is for the vocal to feel like it belongs in the same pocket as the break, not like it's floating separately over the top. A great beginner trick is to place the vocal chop right after a snare hit. Let it echo into the next kick, then cut it before the next phrase. That little push and pull is pure swing energy. Next, we shape the tone. Add EQ 8 after simpler. First, high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub range. Then, if it sounds boxy or muddy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the chop needs more clarity, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Don't overdo any of this. We're not trying to make it sound like a polished pop lead. We want character. After EQ, add saturator. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, can give the vocal warmth and grit. Keep it musical. If you want a little more control, use soft clip. That can help the vocal sit in a denser mix without getting harsh. This is where the sound starts moving from clean vocal into textured atmosphere. Then use auto filter to lean into the vintage soul vibe. For the intro, low pass the vocal so it feels distant and dusty. You could start somewhere around 2 to 8 kHz depending on the sample. Then automate the cutoff opening over time as the track builds. A little resonance, just enough to add character, can make the filter movement feel more alive. This is a really good way to create tension before the drop. Start narrow and filtered, then gradually open it up so the listener feels the energy rising. Now let's add space without losing punch. Use reverb and echo carefully, because too much space can wash out the whole groove. In drum and bass, the drums need to hit hard. A good starting point for reverb is around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds of decay, with a pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Keep the dry slash wet low on the main track, maybe 8 to 18%. Even better, put reverb on a return track so you can send only the chops you want. Do the same with echo. Try a dotted 1/8 or 1/4 delay for rhythmic throws. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry vocal. A really strong move is to send only the last word of a phrase into delay. That creates that classic last word into the void feeling right before a transition. It sounds huge when used sparingly. Now comes the movement. Automate the filter cutoff, the reverb send, the delay send, and even the overall volume a little if needed. You want the vocal to evolve over the arrangement. In the intro, keep it narrow and filtered. In the build, let it become more rhythmic. Right before the drop, reduce it or cut it out completely so the drums and bass can hit harder. Then bring it back as a call and response hook in the drop or the next section. If you want more swing, move only a few selected chops slightly late. Don't shift everything. Just a few milliseconds on one or two chops can give you that laid back, human feel against the amen. And remember, the snare is your reference. If the vocal lands nicely after the snare, it often feels more soulful and more intentional. Now let's make sure the vocal sits properly in the mix. Group your drums and bass separately, and keep the vocal in its own track or group. On the vocal side, use utility if you want to keep it centered, and use another EQ if you need to clean up any low-end junk. If the vocal clashes with the drums, a gentle sidechain compressor keyed from the kick or snare can help the groove breathe. Keep the ducking subtle. We're not trying to pump the vocal hard, just enough so the transients stay clear. On the drum bus, a little blue compressor with only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction can help hold everything together. If your break needs a bit more attitude, drum bus can add some drive and crunch. But don't overcook it. The whole point is to make the vocal feel like it lives inside the groove, not like it's fighting the groove for attention. Here's a very useful mindset for this style. Treat the vocal like percussion first, lyric second. If a phrase doesn't groove when you loop one word of it, it probably won't help the amen pocket. Shorter often feels bigger in drum and bass. A tiny fragment with the right processing can sound way more powerful than a full, clean phrase. Also, do a mono check early. A lot of vocal atmospheres sound wide and beautiful in stereo, but they can fall apart if they rely too much on facey effects. So make sure the core of your vocal still works when summed down. That way your track stays solid on club systems, headphones, and smaller speakers too. If you want to go a step further, try reversing the tail of one chop so it leads into a snare. That creates a sneaky little lift. Or make one chop your recurring motif, so it comes back every 4 or 8 bars and becomes the identity of the track. You can also build a two-layer system, where one layer is your main rhythm chop and another layer is a filtered ghost underneath. That can sound really haunting and darker DNB. For arrangement, think in sections. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered atmosphere. The next 8 bars become more rhythmic. Then you pull the vocal out for the drop so the drums and bass can take over. After that, bring the vocal back as a hook or switch up. That ebb and flow is what keeps the track moving and keeps the listener locked in. A good beginner practice session would be this. Find a 1 to 2 second vocal phrase, warp it to 172 BPM, slice it into simpler, program an 8 bar loop with an amen break and a root note sub bass, and use only 3 to 5 vocal chops total. Add EQ and saturator to the vocal, send a little reverb or delay to a return track, and automate the filter so it opens over the last 4 bars. Then mute the vocal in the first part of the drop and bring it back as a response hook. When you listen back, ask yourself 3 things. Does the vocal feel like part of the rhythm? Does the break still hit hard? And does the vocal add soul without crowding the bass? If the answer is yes, you're in the pocket. So to recap, chop a short vocal phrase, treat it like a rhythmic instrument, keep the timing human. Use Ableton stock devices like Simpler, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Reverb, Echo, Utility, and Compressor, and leave space for the snare and bass. That's where drum and bass breathes. If you can make a vocal feel like a ghost living inside the groove, you've got the essence of this sound. Alright, now it's your turn. Open up Ableton, grab a vocal and start chopping. Keep it soulful, keep it swinging, and let that amen pocket do the heavy lifting.